Hey, it's Zara from Good Muslim, Bad Muslim. Last year, your donation sustained our production. It's the season of giving. Whether it's $5 or $100, it goes a long way to keeping Taz and I, two independent Muslim women, owning our stories and this product. And one last big live show. Go to goodmuslimbadmuslim.com and click donate. Whatever you can get from Taz, Quincy, and I, thank you. Merci, Qurbanet. And Merry Muslim Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho.
No burqa. No burqa.
Please enjoy the following preview from the Good Muslim, Bad Muslim podcast. Please also note, listener discretion is advised for some adult content.
Good Muslim, Bad Muslim presents A Christmas Rom-Com by Zara Nurbakhsh that you don't have time to miss. Seppi's just another kid home for the holidays.
Baba, why are you at the cafe on Christmas?
No Santa this year, Seppi. Baba's gotta work.
Fucking corporate capitalist bullshit!
With a high school sweetheart who's back in town.
Whoa, Cam. You didn't have this car back in high school. Is it a Christmas gift? It's so vintage.
It's called a Paycon. It's a junk-ass Iranian model car from after the revolution from a junk-ass dad whom I've never met.
It's so hot when you talk history.
I want you.
Take me.
These high school sweethearts have a sweet problem.
Do little piggy.
This little piggy is haram.
Oh, my God.
This little piggy is haram.
Oh, my God.
But this little piggy is...
Yes! I love your four-cylinder post-revolution Iranian model car! What's happening? Cam!
Seppi! Hold on!
This year, Muslim Christmas comes with time travel.
Where are we?
Oh my Allah. It's the Silk Road!
What are two openly lesbian Muslim women gonna do on the Silk Road?
We're walking a road from 1,000 years ago.
Will they check out the surprisingly progressive gay scene?
A leather daddy tavern?
Will they explore the reaches of academia?
I get it! I can't believe it! I'm doing algebra with the inventor of algebra!
Or will they find something even better?
This is the best pour-over coffee I've ever had. And my dad owns a failing coffee shop, so I should know.
And they're in for an even bigger surprise.
It's nice to meet you, Cam. I miss your mother.
Are you telling me that you, Rumi, the most famous poet of all time, are my mystery dad?
That's me. Cheers.
I am such a fan. How is this even possible?
Well, I invented orgasm time travel and papyrus font. I never get credit.
This Christmas, home isn't where the heart is. It's when.
I don't want to go back.
I've got to go back. Baba needs me.
The cafe is saved. Also, side note. I am so proud of my very lesbian daughter who has orgasm that breaks the universe and save Christmas.
Thanks, Dad. Speaking of, hey, Cam, feel like some time travel?
Wait, where are we?
Is that a T-Rex?
I can't see you if you don't move.
That's Jurassic Park, not science.
Then fucking run!
This Christmas, have an orgasm in a Paycon and travel across time.
Guys, where are you? Because I'm hanging out with Jesus in Palestine and we are too high to time travel. He is not coming.
Back to the Silk Road.
And now, on to your feature presentation. The Good Muslim, Bad Muslim podcast presents The Christmas Djinn by Taz Ahmed and starring the magical voices of Dante Basco, Zara Fazel, Fazia Mirza, Ahmed Ali Akbar, Rami El Atrebi, Derek Lemos, Sean Mira, and Zara Nourbash.
I cannot believe I have to work this godforsaken seasonal job this year. I don't even know why people chop down trees and then put lights on them. I mean, what is the point?
Excuse me, miss? Do you work here?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Can you tell me what the difference is between the balsam fir and this Douglas fir?
Unfortunately, no.
I thought you said you worked here.
Well, this tree has smaller needles than this one, and it looks shorter. You know what? This tree looks like it's calling to you. It suits you, you know?
You think this tree suits me?
Oh, yeah. It's saying, pick me. Come home with me.
Okay, I'll take it. If you say so, could you help me check out?
You know what? You can check out right over here. Sophia, can I speak to you for a moment?
Yes, boss.
Can you maybe try having a little Christmas spirit? This is a Christmas tree lot, after all.
I'm a Muslim girl. I don't even know what Christmas spirit even means. Is that a ghost or another name of God, like Holy Spirit?
Look, you're one of my closest friends, which is the only reason I was able to get you this job after your job with the Elizabeth Warren campaign. And now we will have our first female president. But now I need you to sell trees. Please?
Okay. I know. I'm super grateful, especially since I have no job right now since getting our first female president elected.
And that Christmas spirit?
I didn't grow up with Christmas. It was always this exotic thing that white people did. How am I supposed to sell trees when I've never had a Christmas tree in my whole life?
These trees sell themselves. People who buy Christmas trees have been buying them their whole lives. Just be sparkly, like a Christmas star.
But what if they ask me something about Christmas? Like, does Santa have a beard because he's really just secretly Muslim? Or is Elf on the Shelf just a way to normalize surveillance culture with kids?
No, don't say any of that. The trees will speak to you. They will tell you how to be sold. Just be one with the tree.
Are you smoking some of that Christmas strain of tree?
Very funny. Just go be one with the tree. I gotta go.
Just be one with the tree, he says. Have Christmas spirit, he says. Okay. You, tree there. You and I are going to be one. You are, let's just see this tag here. A $200 10-foot-tall Douglas fir with pine needles that smell like, well, pine. With soft pine needles. Wow, these needles are actually really soft. I just really want to hug this tree. Gah!
Can you let go? Not everyone loves a tree hugger.
Whoa, tree? Is that you? Are we one?
For the love of Allah. Please tell me you're not a dendrophile, because I'd rather just take another century chain to this thing.
What are you? Do you live in this tree? Are you a little person hobo that lives in Christmas tree lots?
Ahem. It is I, Pax the Elf of this Christmas tree, at your service. I am here to grant you your three wishes.
I thought only genies granted wishes. Wait, are you a djinn?
Duh. What do you think elves are? Super magical tiny beings that have powers and can fly? Pointy shoes? They live at North Pole and work for the big man?
Oh, hey, so, is Santa secretly Muslim? Because with that long white beard?
Of course Santa is Muslim. And the elves are djinns, and Baraks are the flying reindeers, and Jesus is a prophet.
But Jesus is a prophet.
I know. That's what I said. Jesus is a prophet.
Huh. So all this time, Christmas was actually Muslim after all. Mm. Oh, my parents owe me so many makeup Christmas gifts.
So, what is your wish, O Master?
Master? Don't you mean mistress?
Oh, come on. Do you want to be called mistress?
I must be going crazy. This can't be real. Do elf djinns just live in Christmas trees? Do all of these trees have secret chins?
No. I was chained to this tree as a form of punishment by my last master. You know, like Aladdin's magic lamp, but a tree.
Wow, that's terrible. So how long have you been chained to this tree?
Centuries. So, what's your wish?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. What would your wish be?
Obviously, to get my freedom back and not be chained to a tree. Obviously. Why are you humans all alike?
Well, I'll wish you that for my last wish. I'm an abolitionist, after all. Slavery is so last century.
Is it, though?
Oh, my God. The hot guy is back to buy a tree. Hide!
I don't need to hide. Only you can hear and see me. I'm a djinn, remember?
All these trees look exactly the same.
You have to be one with the tree.
What?
Yeah. It's this saying we have around here.
Oh, do you work here?
Yeah. Here for all your needs. I mean, all your Christmas needs.
Smooth.
Shh!
You don't look like the kind of person that works at a Christmas tree lot.
You mean I'm not white?
Is that insensitive? it's just I didn't grow up with Christmas. I always thought it was what white people did.
Brown people can celebrate Christmas too.
My bad. In that case, Christmas expert, maybe you can help answer some Christmas questions for me?
Oh no.
What was that?
Crap. I know nothing about Christmas. Wish I knew what to say.
And your wish is granted, mistress.
Wait, that wasn't a wish?
Are you talking to me?
No, I mean, yes. What is your question again?
Well, why do people spend all this money to chop down trees and then put them in their homes to only throw them to the curb on January 1st?
In the Middle Ages, Germans would place evergreen trees inside their homes to show their hope that spring would soon come. But it was Martin Luther, inspired by the twinkling stars, that came up with the idea of placing candles on a tree to honor Christ's birth.
Wow.
Wow. How'd you know that?
I don't know how I knew that. How did I know that?
Because, mistress, I granted your wish.
That wasn't my wish.
But you said, I wish.
Did you wish something?
I am wishing you a Merry Christmas. So is this tree right here speaking to you?
Yeah, I think, yeah. It's calling my name. My name is Ash, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Ash.
And you are?
Sophia is my name. So if you don't celebrate Christmas, why do you need a tree?
Oh, my asshole of a boss is making me host an important Christmas dinner for my company. And I think this tree would fit nicely in the living room area. You're amazing. I wouldn't have known how to pick a tree otherwise. And I couldn't have done it without you.
Me? I'm just doing my job.
Hey, do you think I can hire you?
I might have a crush on you, but that does not mean this body is for sale.
What?
What?
You really have no chill, do you, Sophia?
Since you are a Christmas expert, I wanted to see if I can hire you to help with our Christmas needs for the dinner this Saturday. And I'd pay you handsomely for your services.
Come on, Sophia. Say yes. Say yes. Yes, yes, yes!
Oh, that's what you meant. Yes, of course, I'll help. Shall we meet at the Christmas Village on the corner of 3rd and Main at 5 p.m. tomorrow? They have all the best Christmas items.
I'll see you then.
You too. I mean, bye. Pax, you sneaky little djinn elf. Where did you go? Oh.
So, what's the deal with gingerbread houses? Should we have them for the party?
It originated in Europe and is spiced with ginger. The decorated gingerbreads were given as presents to adults and children, or given as a love token. And sure, we can probably find a kit here in the Christmas market. How did I know that?
Some lovers want flowers, some others want gingerbread cookies. I'll never figure this out.
Well, I'm sure your girlfriend would appreciate flowers or cookies, as long as it's from you.
I'm actually not seeing anyone right now. I was engaged for years, but we broke it off a couple years back. We just wanted different things out of life. And ever since then, it's like, how are you even supposed to date these days? It's all so confusing.
It's not easy. I mean, I'm still single, so clearly I don't know how.
What? You're single? How?
People just don't meet out in the real world anymore. It's all about apps now. I'll end up going on lots of first dates, but it's hard to really connect.
Yeah, these apps. You have to swipe left, send emojis of vegetables, and everyone just chills with Netflix.
Vegetables? Do you mean eggplant and peach emojis? Oh, speaking of vegetables, you should get this pickle.
Is this a euphemism or something?
The Christmas pickle ornament is hidden on a Christmas tree, and whoever finds it will receive good fortune for the following year.
I guess I'm buying a pickle ornament then. I love how passionate you are about European history. You're like this cute nerd about this niche, but this niche is Christmas. Like, who else would know that thing about a pickle?
Oh yeah, you know me, I love Christmas. And you think nerds are cute?
Hell yeah, nerds are cute. People who make the time to learn and get all excited about knowledge, it's a very attractive quality. Ah, my boss wants me to call him. He has some thoughts for this dinner. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Pax, where are you? Come out here right now. Oh, maybe if I pet this wreath?
At your service, mistress.
Oh, I'm mistress now.
Okay, where did you go? Aren't you supposed to be at my beck and call?
Only when you have a wish. Do you have your next wish?
Next wish? I don't think I can pull this wish off. And knowing Christmas trivia was definitely not on my list of top wishes in this world.
I'm very literal. And Ash is finding your Christmas facts really sexy. Bow chicka bow bow.
You think he's into me? I don't know if he's my type.
Have you seen him? He's everyone's type.
Oh, he's coming back. Just sit here on my shoulder and don't go anywhere.
You have two more wishes. And remember, you promised to set me free with your last wish.
Oh, were you talking to someone?
Who, me? Oh, I was just singing along to this song. Which, by the way, made Mary Kariah over $60 million in royalties.
This song? Huh. Well, my boss is in the neighborhood and wanted to come by to make sure he approved all the choices we were making.
Oh, no? Sure. Does he not trust you?
He's fine. A little controlling, but a stand-up guy.
I don't even know what it is you do at work.
I work at this huge company that sells furniture on the internet. I help with strategy and business relations. It's been a little hectic, though, lately. Oh, there he is. Sophia, meet Mr. Donald. Mr. Donald, meet Sophia.
Ash, good to see you there. This must be the pretty girl you were telling me about. Thank you for taking on this project.
Woman, yes, of course.
I didn't think your people celebrated Christmas. Your skin's such a nice tan color. Where are you from?
Excuse me? I'm from Los Angeles.
Okay, but where are you really from?
I was born in Los Angeles.
Stop playing games with me, you tease. Where are you really from?
My parents are from Bangladesh.
Oh, you mean East Pakistan. Such good people. And the food, so spicy, but the people, oh, so, so poor.
It's not really that spicy.
I love spicy food. You might look at me and think that a guy like this white can't take the heat, but I love spice. I learned at yoga retreat the benefits of spice. You'll have to cook me a special spicy curry for dinner then.
I have a caterer taking care of the food, sir. Sophia is just helping with party planning, and she had the great idea of making gingerbread houses for the party.
Wonderful! Wonderful! But of course, if Sophia is making it, it will be a gingerbread hut, not a house.
What was that, sir? A hut?
Oh, lighten up. It was a joke.
Do you wish me to light his ass on fire?
Mr. Donald, come on.
You too? This is America. Live a little. Anyhow, are these the ornaments you're going with? Remember, this is a classy affair, and we really want to win over this potential client. Maybe you can find some American flag ornaments while you're at it? Gotta keep moving. Keep up the good work.
What an asshole.
What an asshole!
He's not that bad. He's just a little rough at first.
Are you kidding me? He said some really offensive comments. How do you put up with that?
I hope you weren't too upset by it.
I know how to take care of myself. I've been dealing with microaggressions my whole life. I'm just surprised that you weren't more upset by it.
It's just a job. I just try to keep my head down and not rock the boat.
So this Christmas party is just a job to you?
I mean, yeah. All this stuff is nice, but I didn't grow up with Christmas. Isn't Christmas just an extravagant marketing scheme anyway?
Christmas is more than that. It's about the magic of the season. Believing that the unbelievable is possible.
Oh, so now you believe in magic?
Gingerbread houses, Christmas trees, pickle ornaments. These are just customs. The real special moments of this holiday happen when you celebrate it with the ones you love.
Look, I know you love Christmas. You know so much about it, but it just wasn't a big deal in my family. It's just a regular day to me.
Wow. Okay. I just thought... You know what? Look at the time. I gotta go.
Did I say something to offend you?
No, I just gotta go.
Slow down.
Can't you fly?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't even know why I'm so upset. I don't even like Christmas.
You are upset because you like him.
No. No, I don't.
You do, even if you don't want to admit it to yourself. And you are upset because you are afraid he doesn't feel the same and you are pushing him away.
No, I'm not.
I am a djinn and we are all knowing. Just accept it.
Ugh, and his boss was such an asshole. Why didn't he say anything?
Sophia, watch out for that car! Sophia! Sophia! Oh my God! Are you okay? Sophia? Sophia, wake up! She's not breathing. Oh Allah, she's not breathing. I can't do CPR to a human. What can I do?
I wish for my life to be saved.
What was that, Sophia? Did you just wish to have your life saved? Great! Let me save your life!
Oh my God. Oh, what happened? Am I bleeding?
This car sideswiped you and you were dead, but only for a minute.
What?
And then you wish to have your life saved. You're so good now.
What? How could I make a wish if I was dead?
Let's just take you home, okay? You can't keep ignoring Ash's text messages. You also can't keep ignoring me.
Yes, I can.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you work here? Do you have any mistletoe?
Uh-huh.
I always thought mistletoe was so romantic. You don't by any chance know the origin of mistletoe, do you?
The mistletoe is a parasitic plant that leeches off their host trees, eventually killing them. In pre-Christian culture, the mistletoe became a symbol of male fertility because the seeds resembled semen. And now at Christmas time, you are supposed to kiss under it to protect yourself from demons.
Oh, that's much darker than I thought.
You can make your purchase over that way.
Sophia, be more cheerful. You've been out of it lately.
I think I died when I got hit by a car.
Are you okay?
I'm fine now, but it's because this elf that's really a djinn made a wish to keep me alive?
Sophia, maybe you should go home and rest. Excuse me, sir. How can I help you?
You can't, but I think Sophia can.
I gotta go and count the needles on that tree over there.
I've been texting you, Sophia. What happened? It's been days. I've been really worried.
I got into an accident right after I left you that day.
Are you okay?
I'm a little banged up, but doing okay.
Why didn't you call me? I would have come over and helped.
I didn't know you cared.
Of course I care. I thought that was pretty clear.
But your boss was such an asshole and you didn't say anything.
I'm sorry about that. I should have said something. He shouldn't have said those things to you.
Thank you. But I get it. You were trying not to get fired.
It gave me a lot to think about. So, will you still come to the party tonight? Pretty please?
Yeah, I'll maybe be there. You've almost convinced me.
What more can I do to convince you?
I don't mean to get between you like this, but I need to get to this Douglas fir right here.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, cool. Okay. I'll see you later, Sophia. Bye.
That was a pretty epic almost kiss.
But there was no kiss.
But almost kiss?
Almost.
So, now that you are in a better mood, we have the business of your third wish.
Yeah, about that.
I'm ready to be free of these chains, mistress.
I'm just not sure if I'm ready to make the third wish.
Oh. Of course, mistress.
It's just the party is tonight, and what if I still need you for one more wish?
But that would return me to being chained to the tree for centuries again.
I'm sorry, Pax. I just need to do this.
As you wish, mistress.
You came!
Yes, here I have come! I'm here. Are you ready for your big dinner party?
I am. The tree is decorated, the eggnog is made, and the pickle is hidden.
Now, is that a euphemism? I like what you did with the place. The garland over the fireplace. Oh, and are those stockings?
Yes.
Does that stocking have my name on it?
Yes.
Can I look inside?
Of course!
Oh my gosh, Ash! Is this a gingerbread man? Wearing an ugly Christmas sweater?
It is a gingerbread man, but does it look like an ugly sweater? I was trying to make a heart on the chest. I'm not really good at decorating cookies. I've never done it before.
A gingerbread man with a heart. I love it. I will eat it all up.
I just wanted to give you something so that you knew how much you meant to me.
See, I told you he liked you. Oh, great. Here comes the evil man of a boss.
Is this the girl from the market? Yes, yes.
Yes, this party wouldn't have happened without Sophia here. Doesn't it all look great?
I didn't think you could pull it off, but I'm very pleasantly surprised.
I am very capable at what I do, sir.
Now the real question is, did you make my spicy curry?
I wish. Actually, where I come from, we spice our eggnogs. Would you like me to make a special exotic spiced eggnog?
Oh, why yes, of course.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about it.
Ash, why don't you come this way while the lady's in the kitchen? There's somebody I want you to meet. This is Bob.
Nice to meet you, Bob.
Nice to meet you, too. What a lovely, festive home you have. Did you get your furniture from your company's website?
Yes. Do you recognize the furniture off Wayfair.com?
Ash, you should know that we're wooing Bob to be our next big client. They have a string of buildings that they're setting up, and we want to provide them bedding.
What kind of bedding?
Well, with the crisis at the border, we've been taking in more and more illegals. And we need some bedding for them to sleep in. Nothing special, just what's legally required by the government. Cots, blankets, you know.
What kind of facility is this?
It's a detention camp. We're a private firm working with ICE, and we are raking in the money.
If this deal goes through, we will sell you those bedding needs at bargain rate so we can both make our money. It's our patriotic duty.
And here's a special eggnog for you, Mr. Donald. And I made one for you too, Bob.
Mmm, so delicious. Wow, this has a real kick to it, but I like spicy. This is really spicy, just how I like it.
I've never had spiced eggnog like this before.
You are sweating pretty profusely, Mr. Donald.
But it's so hot and fiery and exotic. Can you get me a glass of water? Ash, this is great.
Actually, it's so weird. We are all out of water.
Or anything to drink? Something?
Nope, just spiced eggnog here. Now, Bob, tell me, do you feel good running a concentration camp for kids?
I'm not doing anything illegal. It's the kids that are illegal.
But it's not ethical. Those are kids. And the news is saying kids are getting sick and dying in your camps. And you, Mr. Donald, how could you work with ICE? We should be abolishing ICE, not giving them discounts.
I really need some water.
You can find some water outside, because you are kicked out of this house. I refuse to be complicit to those atrocities.
This will not reflect well for your promotion, Ash.
I don't care about a promotion. I quit. Now get out.
How dare you?
You should be ashamed of yourself, Bob.
Out now.
Well, I never.
Wow.
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 That was kind of hot how you kicked the xenophobes out of your house.
You like that? I just didn't realize that our company was supporting such a terrible situation. The spicy eggnog was a nice touch, by the way.
I saw the ghost pepper hot sauce in your kitchen and couldn't resist. Oh, can you give me a quick second? I need to do something outside real quick.
Sure. I'll be waiting for you right here.
Pax, are you there?
I've been here.
Look at you, Sophia. You didn't even need to use the wish. You did that all on your own.
I'm going to miss you, Pax.
I'm a djinn. I'm not going anywhere.
I'll always just be a fourth dimension away.
Okay. I wish for Pax the elf djinn to be free of their chains for eternity.
I'm free. I have agency. Bye, Sophia. Merry Christmas!
Bye, Pax the Elf Djinn. Happy holidays!
Is everything okay out here?
Yeah. I was just admiring the garlands out here over your front door.
Do you see what's in the middle of that garland?
Is that mistletoe?
And you don't by chance know what two people are supposed to do under a mistletoe.
I mean, we have to protect ourselves from demons.
Wait, what?
Just kiss me.
Mm.
Merry Muslim Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
We hope you guys enjoyed our movies.
It was so much fun to put this together, and so grateful for our wonderful cast of character friends. I want to call them characters, but they're our friends who came together to make this dream come true.
They really did make our dreams come true.
It was so much fun. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Who do you want to thank?
I want to thank my cast, Qasr Muhammad, Fazia Mirza, Pej Vahdat, Ali Dean, Shahjahan Khan, thank you so much.
And I want to thank Dante Bosco, Zara Fazel, Fazia Mirza, Ahmed Ali Akbar, Rami Eletrebi, Derek Lemos, Sean Mura, and you, of course.
Yay!
Shopper number one.
Special thanks to our producers, Quincy Surismith, Phil Circus, Marvin Yu, and to Visual Communications for having us.
Yeah, thanks to the Potluck Podcast Studio for hosting us today.
I want to thank you, too, because I wouldn't have done this if you didn't push me.
What are you talking about?
I totally was like, I got too many deadlines to write a teaser,
no,
man.
We always have time for Christmas.
We always have time for Christmas.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
And thank you for being our fans.
Thanks, fans.
We're going to miss you guys. Merry Muslim Christmas, everybody. See you in February.
Merry Muslim Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thanks for listening to the Good Muslim, Bad Muslim podcast hosted by Taz Ahmed and Zara Norbash. You can follow Taz on Twitter at TazzyStar. That's TAZZYSTAR. And Zara at Zara Comedy. That's ZAHRA Comedy. The show is produced and edited by Quincy Surismith, and you can find us on the web at goodmuslimbadmuslim.com. To follow the conversation, please use the hashtag GoodMuslimBadMuslim. Good Muslim Bad Muslim is recorded at the Potluck Podcast Studio, located at Visual Communications. Visual Communications develops and supports the voices of Asian American and Pacific Islander media artists who empower communities and challenge perspectives. Some of their annual programs include the Academy Award qualifying Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival, the Armed with the Camera Fellowship, and C3, the Conference for Creative Content. Learn more at bconline.org. Good Muslim Bad Muslim is a proud member of Potluck, a collective that features stories and voices from the Asian American community.
Hey, I'm Phil Yu, and you may know me from a blog called Angry Asian Man.
And I'm Jeff Yang, author, journalist, and celebrity dad.
We host a podcast called They Call Us Bruce, an unfiltered conversation about what's happening in Asian America.
Each week or so, we host a discussion about some of the most vital and interesting topics in our pop culture and our community, bringing in guests who are shaping and informing this thing called Asian America from Hollywood to D.C. and beyond.
We got media, entertainment, food, family, politics, representation.
The good, the bad, the WTF of it all.
So check us out wherever you get your podcasts or at theycallusbruce.com.
Peace.
Peace.